and welcome to the CPA.com podcast series. My name is Samantha Mansfield. I'm the Director of Professional Development and Community. And here with us today is Carolyn Hall from WIS. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Samantha. Thank you for having me today. To let you know, I am the leader of Forward Services here at WIS, which is our outsourced accounting in the cloud department.
Excellent. Well, and Carolyn is also on our Digital CPA Advisory Committee and has submitted many wonderful ideas on how we can continue to help the community of those trying to grow outsourced accounting services, as well as just using technology overall. So we're so excited to be able to talk to you a little bit further today. I was recently at a conference, and the head of strategic planning for Google spoke on ways to innovate. She shared the importance of ideating and encouraged getting out of your office and getting input from other people. It got me thinking about a blog that you wrote just a couple months ago on the importance of having a professional community to be able to collaborate and learn from. So we wanted to take just a few minutes to explore that further with you.
Great.
One question that I had for you is, what are the attributes of a beneficial professional community from your perspective?
Well, I think the most important thing is to have an open and honest group of people. If you're guarded or judgmental in your communications, you're really not going to make any progress in helping each other. I also think that when you speak to, you have to get detailed in conversation. General terms help to a certain extent, but I think in cloud accounting, there's so much involved with it that it's really great if you can, you know, get detailed, get into specifics with your peers, because I think you really learn a lot from each other when you do that. And just to always remember that it is a give and take atmosphere. So when you start out, you might be taking a lot from others and just learning from their experiences, but then also you learn and help others by kind of paying it forward. So I have found that, you know, our community is a lot of give and take, and that makes it really beneficial.
I couldn't agree with you more. And it doesn't take long for you to be able to start contributing as well. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think even in the beginning, when you sort of feel like you don't have much to add, you'd be surprised that, you know, everybody has a different experience, and you might experience something that somebody who has, you know, 3-4 years experience in the area hasn't encountered yet, because we all have different client bases and, you know, try different softwares. And so I think that you do have something useful to say right off the bat, even if you don't realize it.
I think that's so true. So that leads me to my next question, which is, how do you go about finding the most impactful community or communities for you?
Well, I think some of it begins with your service offerings. I mean, we use the terms cloud accounting and client accounting services and things like that kind of loosely. I mean, it means something different for different people, either in different geographical areas or those that have different, you know, niche markets. So I think really if you can try to understand what other firms or other practices are offering, it will help you narrow in on the people that you're matched up with, you know, a little bit more than others. So for me, if somebody's focusing more on write-ups and payroll tax returns and processing payroll, I'll steer away from that relationship, not because there's necessarily anything wrong with it, but because it's not my focus. We try to do more, you know, the full back office support in the cloud and advisory services. I also think it's more impactful if you have similar client bases. So some of us have more complex clients than others. Some of us are in, you know, one industry versus another. So the more that you can focus in on individuals that have similar service offerings, client bases, niche areas, and even possibly the softwares that they're using, those become the more impactful relationships.
I think that's excellent suggestions. Sometimes we hear of firm size as being a criteria, but I think what you just said about it's really where you want to go and the input from the first question I asked you that everybody has to offer. If you're focused on a specific service or you're focused on a software usage, sometimes that specific firm size may not be one of the biggest factors on how you can support and encourage each other. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. I don't really focus on that. That it's funny that you should mention that, because when you start out, I think that's an automatic, you know, area that you're going to zoom in on, but it really doesn't mean that much other than, you know, certain times there will be things that you can share if you're in a similar size firm or a full service CPA firm versus a smaller advisory firm. There's certain things that you're going to have to really manage differently. But other than that, I think these other areas are more important.
I think that's very true. Definitely management and leadership, you're going to have different challenges. I couldn't agree with you more. Well, speaking of challenges, it can be challenging to approach a new group of people, especially ones that there are clearly established relationships and a base of knowledge. Do you have any suggestions on how you approach a group like this to become a more active member?
Well, I think the main thing to keep in mind is to really try not to be intimidated, because it is a continual learning experience for all of us. So a little bit like we said before, you may have something to offer without even realizing it. But even if you don't, even if you're just brand new to it, I think the key thing is, you know, if you go to an event like Digital CPA, the best thing you can do is talk to a lot of different people. And you're going to find somebody, or probably more than one person, that you connect with. So it's really just to be open-minded, don't be intimidated, kind of test the waters and mingle with a lot of different people. And then you'll find out, you know, who's best suited for your practice and even your personality. And, you know, conferences are a great place to really meet a lot of people at once. I think you'll definitely benefit from that.
Absolutely. And it was interesting, the Google strategist I mentioned right at the beginning, that was something she really emphasized too, is that sometimes you need to get input from those that are doing different things than you are and from outside sources to help you make the connections and get the ideas to be able to innovate in your own practice. So I think that's
definitely
very true with what you were saying.
Definitely.
So how do you prepare for a meeting with a community so that you personally get the most out of it?
Well, I kind of approach it just like I would approach any other meeting, to try to have more of a specific agenda in mind. I mean, it doesn't have to be a formal agenda, but try to focus on a couple of topics, because obviously we can go off on tangents and talk about so many things in this area. But I think if you try to keep your conversations a little more focused going into one of these meetings, you know that, you know, there's a lot that you want to accomplish, but you have to prioritize what things are most important to you at this point in the development of your practice. So if you're struggling with software right now or with workflow, then, you know, you go into the meeting with your most important one or two priorities and try to stay on task. Then you can accomplish something and not just get a little bit of everything.
I think that's very true. We were just doing a session last week talking about that exact point, that if we try to boil the ocean, if you will, it's hard to have that focus in those action items of what you can take back. But if you give some thought to where are we trying to go and what is most important that we need to be acting upon, whether it's an impending trend or just a challenge or an issue that you're having, it's a great way to go into and get other people's input besides the classes that might be going on with a meeting or whatnot.
Definitely.
How do do you use your community to then hold you accountable in completing those items that we were just talking about?
I think that's a great question, and that's probably an area that we could all use improvement on. I know I certainly can. I think that in some cases, you know, it's more automatic that you do this because it's a more formal setting. For example, the Intact Accountants Program has an assessment process called the 8 Keys to Success. So that's more of a formal process, and you are held more accountable by your business development manager. The same concept occurs in groups like the Boomer Advisory Circle, where, you know, you fill out your 90-day plan at the end of the session, and you revisit that at the next session. So in the more formal settings, I think we do it. But I think it's a great idea for a practice leader like myself to pair up with another CAS leader and, you know, maybe have check-ins and keep each other more accountable on certain goals that we're trying to accomplish. And I think that might be, maybe that's a, you know, a good idea to start something like that in the community where we can pair up with one or two other people even and start having more regular communication on our goals and checking in with each other.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Sometimes when it's a larger group, you can lose maybe the intimacy of actually checking in and so forth. So I think that's a great idea, whether it's initiated by your community or you even start to drive that yourself. So Carolyn, I want to thank you so much for sharing your additional insights on community. I think there's so much that continues to change, leveraging the other professionals around you and across the country only helps make us stronger. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Samantha.